And just before we resume that discussion of what's happening with regards to religion and our congressional politicians, I want to share with you a little bit of what we have planned for next week. And by the way, tomorrow is Power Friday, and we will be joined again by Dr. Craig Albert, political scientist and expert in the area of technology. And we're going to be discussing some interesting political matters tomorrow, Power Friday, the 27th, 1 o'clock in the p.m. So be sure to join us for that discussion. Just again, as a reminder, some of you all were with us when Dr. Albert was really giving us the 411 regarding the connection between hip-hop and politics. Join us again tomorrow. Next week, we're going to have several guests. Dayon Lynette Woods is going to be talking with us about her singing career. And believe me when I say, the lady can sing. She really has a great voice. She spent some time in this area, and she is elsewhere now, but she really does have a great voice. She's working on her singing career, and she is going to be our guest. We're going to hear some music from her, some songs from her next Monday, 1 o'clock in the p.m. So I want you to be sure to join us. Be sure to join us. It's going to be great. And we are also going to be joined by Miss Crystal Smith. She is an awesome motivational lady. She is motivating. She has the Pursue Conference. She's dedicated to helping ladies, including young ladies, build their lives. I mean, to truly be successful in life. She'll be joining us Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the p.m. Next Tuesday, May 1st. Can you believe that it is already May 1st? I mean, almost here, next Tuesday, just a few more days. Just a few. All right. So, I'm sorry. She'll be with us Wednesday, May 2nd. May 2nd will be Crystal Smith. On Tuesday the 2nd, Casper Craven. He's written a book entitled Where the Magic Happens. This is about a young family who changed their lives sailing around the world. How a young family changed their lives and sailed around the world. This is a true story. And Casper Craven is going to be with us to talk about that. On Thursday, May 3rd, State Representative Brian Prince will be joining us at 1 o'clock to bring us up to speed with regards to what is happening in the state legislature. And so, again, you can go to speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and topics to get that full listing of what's planned for the week. Sometimes it's necessary for us to make some changes, but usually what you see there is what we'll be bringing to you. Speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and topics. And remember, if for whatever the reason you're not able to join us by tuning in live to 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, one of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family stations. Remember, you can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that is labeled Listen Online, and you can hear the programs that way. And if you're using your smartphone, I tell you what, I am so glad that we're making this more and more convenient. You can definitely listen on your desktop. You can listen on your laptop. You can listen on your smartphone, your pads, your pods. You can listen. And with your smartphone or any of those that have a search feature there, you can also search for the name of the guest or the subject that you're looking for by simply typing in the name into the search bar, typing in a keyword of the subject, and boom, the program will bring it right up for you. Make it much, much easier and faster to get where you're going. So Carl Thornton Jr., Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m., on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. on 1550 a.m. The Voice, and on speakingwith.com. We don't do the live stream. We're not doing that now, but you can listen online at your convenience by simply clicking on the Listen Online link when you're ready. All right. We mentioned the fact that America does have more than one religion represented. Now, that said, one of the things that I want us to do is to try to think through this discussion with an open mind, open heart, soft heart. Not a weak heart, just a soft heart, a flexible heart, a malleable heart. A heart that's just willing to look at the facts and just be honest about what the facts are. Because again, we're taking a look at the actual religious composition of our Congress, and we're looking at whether or not there is a disconnect between what people say they are and what they actually do. Part of the reason I mention this is because I know it's easy for people to make their decision as to whether someone is a Christian or not, determine whether they're a Muslim or not, based very often on something going on inside the heart and the mind, the attitude of the decision maker, more than the ones about whom they're making the decision. And I say that I'm referring to the fact that when it comes to the response that people have about presidents, you know, one of the things that's been on the radar for several presidential elections now is whether or not a presidential candidate is a Christian. And very often, it's so interesting to see that people will decide, people who purport to be Christians, will make their decision as to whether or not a president is a Christian or not, based primarily on whether or not that president is a member of the same political party that they're affiliated with. They don't look at facts. A lot of people don't look at facts. They don't look at reality. They look at party affiliation. And if the person who is in the White House says that they're a Christian, and the folks who are looking at this say, hey, you know what? I'm a member of the same party that person's a member of. And since they say they're a Christian, I'm going to say a Christian. It doesn't matter what their lifestyle is like. On the other hand, if a person is in that White House and they are of a different party than the one that some of the decision makers are a part of, those constituents will look at that president and say, oh, he's not a Christian, even when his lifestyle is much, much closer to that of Christ than some of the other people they said are Christians. And two of the best examples that I can think of when it comes to former President Barack Obama, current President Donald Trump. And so many people who purport to be Christians say that Barack Obama was not a Christian and Donald Trump is a Christian. Let's try to allow ourselves to be honest about our assessments. All right. Among the 293 Republicans elected to serve in the new 115th Congress, all but two identify as Christians. All but two. Now, notice now again, they're not saying of all the people who are in Congress. They're specifically talking about right now of those who were elected, just recently elected to serve in the 115th Congress. All but two say that they're Christians. Two are Jewish Republicans, Lee Zeldin of New York and David Kustoff of Tennessee, who both serve in the House. Democrats in Congress are overwhelmingly Christian to the tune of 80%. But there's more religious diversity amongst the Democrats than amongst the Republicans, at least as far as what people profess to be. The 242 Democrats in Congress include 28 Jews, 3 Buddhists, 3 Hindus, 2 Muslims, and 1 Unitarian Universalist, as well as the only member of Congress to describe herself as religiously unaffiliated, as Representative Kirsten Sinema of Arizona. In addition, all 10 members of Congress who decline to state their religious affiliation are Democrats. And like the nation as a whole, Congress has become much less Protestant over time. The total percentage of Protestants in Congress has dropped from 75% in 1961 to 56% today. During this period, the share of Catholics in Congress has gone from 19% to 31%. 19%, 19 to 31%. And fully two-thirds of Republicans in the new Congress are Protestant, while 27% are Catholic. The breakdown between Protestants and Catholics is more even among the Democrats. 42% of the Democratic members are Protestants, 37% are Catholics. That's giving us a bit of a breakdown of where we are with religion. All right, let's take a look at some more information that we can grasp hold of and use as we try to make sense of the kinds of decisions that are made by our elected officials.